down everything below it,
Brimble said, running up to Stokely.
Where are they coming up? Stokely asked.
East stair, but...
Brimble replied, and she ended there, and with a bit of a sigh, reminding Stokely of the pit that had appeared in the throne room. With their passwall spells and other magic, was there really a line of battle to be drawn? Stokely looked to Tregor and his three companions, then glanced down the tunnel behind them, which led to the uppermost area of the complex and the outer door.
"What word?" he asked hopefully. "Bryn Shander's hours away," Tregor grimly reported. "If the folk are even coming, I mean."
3 hours of sunlight left,
Brimble reminded him, and in looking at her plaintive expression, both Stokely and Tregor understood her intent.
"Nah," Tregor boomed, and those around him catching on began to shake their heads.
But Stokely Silverstream looked back into the throne room, where at least a score of his kin lay dead, and several more had fallen through the vanished floor, surely dead or captured. They had fought terrifically by any measure, and the goblins lay dead by the dozen, and a few monstrous driders dominated the scene, upturned and with their ugly spider legs curled upward. And Drow had died. But Stokely had seen those fights, and indeed had been in one of them. It took two of his boys to kill every drow, it seemed, and even then it would not be an easy fight.
"Call in every outpost! Gather 'em all!" he called out to all around. "We'll make for the daylight in the dale, and them damned drow won't follow!"
Not a dwarf moved, but many sets of disappointed eyes stared back at him. He had just called for them to abandon their home, something no dwarf was ever wont to do.
"We'll be back," Stokely promised, "and we'll have the garrisons of the towns and a horde of barbarians aside us. Don't ye doubt."
Several dwarves began to nod.
"Now get ye going,"
Stokely ordered, and that broke the trance and all began to scramble. But then the darkness came, blinding them all, and even the lightning bolt sizzling through the magical blackness and the brilliant flaming bursts of fireballs could not be seen, but surely felt. Stokely Silverstream and Brimble staggered into a side room to catch their breath.
"Chunky's down,"
Brimble said. She leaned on a chair by the door off the main corridor, where Stokely raced across the room to a second door. He cracked it open.
"Way's clear,"
he said, turning back to face her.
"This'd be a better run to the front door."
Even as he spoke the words, they stung him profoundly. His group had been routed and scattered in and about the throne room, overwhelmed by the dark elven magic and spinning blades in the darkness. Now it was every dwarf for himself, something no clan leader ever wanted to face. He knew Brimble's words to be true. Junkie and some others had been catching up, but alas, they hadn't made it. Now the best Stokely could hope for was to get out of the complex and round up some reinforcements to try to take it back. But even that didn't exactly inspire, for how many of his dwarves would be left to inhabit the place? Yes, it seemed to Stokely Silverstream in that dark moment that the centuries-long domain of Clan Battlehammer in Icewind Dale had come to its end.
"Come on, then," he called.
Brimble just stared at him unblinking.
"Lass?"
he asked, and took a step toward her. He stopped fast when a pair of dark elves pushed in through the door behind Brimble, a male and a female, both superbly outfitted, particularly the male, whose sword and shield both glistened, nearly translucent, and seemed as if they had captured the very stars within their depths.
"Where will you run, dwarf?"
the male drow asked, stepping past Brimble without a care. And only then did Stokely fully appreciate that his dear cleric friend had fallen victim to a spell she often used, and was magically, fully held in place. The drow warrior lifted his sword out to the side, in line with poor Brimble's throat.
"Run, then," he bade Stokely. "She will feel the pain, I assure you, and she will die slowly.
Save yourself. Perhaps you will get away," said the female, moving up to cruelly stroke Brimble's hair.
Her command of the surface language was not so strong, and her accent thick, so that it took Stokely a few heartbeats to decipher her words.
But you will know that you fled and left your friend to die, the male added. Until the darkness of death mercifully releases you from your private torment.
Stokely Silverstream turned back from the door and banged his axe against his shield.
Come on, then,
he bade the drow warrior as he stepped back toward the middle of the room.
Or are ye too afeard to fight me alone?
I?
The drow asked, moving forward to meet the challenge.
Do you not know who I am, dwarf?
Stokely leaped ahead, axe swinging as he went for the quick kill, which would be his only chance to save Brimble and hustle her away, obviously. The drow's shield seemed to roll around, and each circuit made it larger. And though Stokely had aimed to drop his axe over the top of the blocker, by the time it connected, the shield was large enough to fully defeat the attack. Stokely fell off to that side, his right, and tucked his own shield in tight to block the stab of the drow's sword. The fine magical blade cut right through a wooden plank, but the adamantine bands of the shield held, just barely, Stokely realized as he disengaged and glanced down. One of the bands had been cut halfway across. I have killed a Baelor at the gates of the city, the drow boasted, just as Stokely began his next advance. Is the name of Tiago so quickly forgotten? That stopped the dwarf in his tracks. Yes, dwarf, the drow went on. Tiago, friend of Drizzt.
No friend of Drizzt, the dwarf declared. Drizzt is friend to Clan Bat— Nay! Drizzt is of Clan Battlehammer!
In he charged, axe swinging and chopping wildly as he moved through his best attack routines. At one point he cut his weapon viciously across and let himself get pulled in the wake. He came around with his shield angled sidelong to strike at the drow if he tried to advance behind the axe cut, then came all the way around ready to strike again. But the drow was gone, and Stokely wisely threw himself forward, barely avoiding the stabbing sword.
Nay, foolish dwarf, said the drow, who had been quick enough to get out to the side halfway through Stokely's pirouette. Drizzt is of House Doerden, ever of Menzo Berenzon.
And now the drow came on, pressing the attack, his sword stabbing forward in rapid succession as he powerfully advanced. Stokely could only hope his shield would hold as he blocked the repeated thrusts and stepped back furiously. Finally he caught his balance enough to counter, and out went his axe with all his considerable strength behind it. It creased into the drow's shield, but to Stokely it seemed more like he had struck a feather mattress, for the blow did not sound or feel sharp, but muted.